The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
Smart shoppers know where to find real value. At the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, you'll find five brand new models under $30,000, over 600 used vehicles under $20,000, new vehicles priced under employee pricing, and a team that gives you top dollar for your trade every time. Shop smart at Jeff Weiler on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Good morning, Gretchy.
Good morning, morning.
How are you? You look so cute today.
I do.
You do. Even though you had to wake up so early to get your little booty over here.
I know. Thank God you had a mimosa waiting for me.
I know. Sparkling rosé and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Let's clink clink to that.
Clink clink.
And your shirt, so cute.
Yeah. It says, Raise Them Kind.
Raise Them Kind. That's so good.
Yeah. I got it from Wave and Cactus, which is my friend Lindsay, who is like, I can't believe you all have never met each other because Lindsay is one of my oldest friends in the world. Anywho, she has a online boutique, Wave and Cactus, and you can go to waveandcactus.com, or what I do is you just follow her Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it's like way better than like Stitch Fix or like any of those.
things.
Yeah.
Because she's just real cute and funny. And then she just models all of her stuff.
Cute.
And then you just comment with your email address and then she sends you an invoice.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And Lindsay really has a calling for this. Like, she's real styly, always has been. Yeah. So she picks out the cutest stuff. And her stuff is not crap.
No, the stuff that you have on right now, I love.
Yeah.
So good job, Lindsay. Check it out if you guys want to. So, Gretchen.
Yes.
Let's talk about our reviews because we've been getting real good ones.
Oh, my God. Makes me so happy.
I know. You guys, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll shout some out.
Okay.
Billy Believe. Believe me, Billy. We feel like we're sitting right next to you, too.
Nice.
Yeah. I love these girls from BCP 56. New morning cocktail or cocktail.
What am I thinking about? Drinking the cocktails.
Yeah. And they said coffee routine, but we're talking cocktails. Okay, PC. Heather Fairchild. She's a little bit obsessed. Stacey Stace. Love listening. And last but not least right now, or this time around, is Hannah 027. And yeah, she says love. And we love that you're writing us reviews. So if
thanks,
you guys want
Hannah 027.
027, yeah. So if you guys want a shout out, please give us a review. We love that. And we take it into our heart and soul, and it makes us way better people. We're real nice to our husbands and kids.
Oh my God, Tab, you must have been real nice to your husband because you guys, Sean sent Tab some flowers and she told me that she received flowers. But when I saw this monstrosity, when I walked in, I was like, whoa.
I'll post a picture, I think. This bouquet of flowers. I mean, I don't even know if I can call it a bouquet.
It's like a statue.
I know. I don't know when I deserved to get these beautiful flowers, but
maybe you can't talk about it on the podcast.
Maybe I'm doing something right these days. It's possible.
Good job, Tab.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. He's been quite the amazing husband. He even cooked me dinner last night.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And put gas in my car. I mean, really, I'm taking note of all of that. And
wow.
Trying to be a real good wife back.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Jeremiah took out the trash.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Uh-huh.
What else?
He took the kids to school.
Yeah.
Today so that I could be here.
Yes. Thanks, Jeremiah.
To record. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I made it real easy for him this time and went ahead and bought the kids those like drinkable yogurts because we have smoothies every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, smoothies didn't go so well. Nobody drank them. And he left me a big mess when I came home.
Yeah.
The ants came.
Oh, God. Okay. You know?
So we skipped that. So last time he did this, it was a little frantic for him. So when I had talked to him on the phone, I mean.
No, I understand those days.
It was good. Yeah. He took it so next level, though, that he told the kids they couldn't come out of their room till they were dressed.
And they all got dressed themselves.
And he didn't have to make them breakfast. And I already packed their lunches. So he said, you know, I mean, we have to be out the door at 7:20. He's like, dude, I had everybody ready by 6:45.
That's awesome.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's overkill.
He could have actually taken them to like McDonald's for breakfast.
Or
instead.
Something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike Jeremiah, I'm not that prepared because this week we had, or last week actually, we had picture day and we have to be out of the house at 7:05. Okay, so it's real early. And Kyla, I wanted to do her hair and make sure it's all nice. So I get her up at 5:45.
Yeah.
Like, we're up early. We're going to wash her hair, blow dry it, curl it, whatever. And they have to wear, you know, that uniform that I was talking to you about before.
I used this to time, think uniform sounded good.
So this time it is the winter uniform for their school pictures.
Oh.
And the uniform, it consists, I told you, wool pants. I mean, for the girls, it's not wool pants, but it's like a wool jacket and whatever. So anyways, I totally get Kyla
fully ready. I walk downstairs to put the little paper that you buy the pictures on, you know, like put the check in and like send her on her way. And I look and it was like, it says Friday, picture day, Friday. This is Thursday.
Oh, you're such a loser.
Yeah. I got her all ready for picture day the wrong freaking day.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, what is wrong with me? I have, like, a serious problem, Gretchen.
I can't believe that they send you with the, you have to send the check before the pictures. You know what they do at my school? They send the picture. You don't do anything. And then they send the pictures to you. And then you have to return them in, like, 3 days.
Or they bill you.
And I'm like, why wouldn't I just snap a picture of that with my phone?
They probably are like, well, nobody's going to really return them. So thank God they actually get more.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how it shakes out for them, but I mean, I'm not buying them. That's just me.
<You're> so cheap.
So cheap.
You know what it was on mine? It's like the lowest picture thing that you get one picture, not even the class picture, is $30. And then if you want the digital download,
yeah,
that's another, I don't know, $40.
Yeah.
So that would work out if you want the bare minimum at $40 or something. I don't know, like $70. And then if you don't want that, I don't know. It's
confusing. No, I take that back. I do buy their fall pictures and I give them away to all my relatives as Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Because they're not cheap. But they do spring pictures.
No, that's
what
weird.
What kind of shit is spring pictures? That's when I just snap it with my phone. And I'm like, no, y'all, I'm not buying this.
Yeah, we don't do that. But I bought the big package because at the end of the day, it was like, I get all these pictures. I can give them away for Christmas presents. And I get the digital download with it. But, you know, I feel like they just make it so you have to spend the most money.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. So another thing, Gretchy, that happened this week, or actually was like, I don't know when it was, but whatever, in the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
I call an Uber and I'm with my mother-in-law and her dog.
She makes a lot of appearances on our podcast.
She does.
You're going to have to post a picture.
I will. And I'll post a picture of this crazy dog. Anyway, she gets in the Uber and we're not even going like, I don't know, 20 minutes away. And she starts feeding the dog in the Uber. She like takes out her water bottle. She's pouring it. The water's spilling all over this place.
Oh my gosh.
The guy is looking in its rearview mirror and I'm just like, oh shoot.
There goes your Uber rating.
Yes. I'm thinking that like my
no,
Uber
that
rating.
Is not. You have a crappy Uber rating because you are you.
What? I'm real nice. Okay. I'm really nice, but my Uber rating was at a 4.87. Now it's a 4.86.
I'm 5 stars and Tab is super bitter about it.
Listen, the reason that Gretchy is a 5-star.
Because I'm so nice and charming.
No, because you don't ever take Uber.
Sometimes I do.
I don't think you do.
Well, usually I am with you, but sometimes I do.
Oh, and the only reason you got a 5-star is because you're with me and I'm real nice.
Oh, okay. We'll say that's what it is.
Listen, I don't know how you have a 5-star. I really don't. I don't even know anybody that has a 5-star. You better just hold on to that.
I'll screenshot it. You can post that shit.
You know what? When we go to Napa, you better use your Uber
to
Uber
us around. Take me to the poorhouse. The Uber's in Napa all over town? I don't think so. We're going to rotate that.
Yeah, we should rotate it. But I have like us in a pretty good little square. We're not going far.
Okay.
But we should rotate it. But why don't you go last, actually, after we've all been drinking? See where your rating is.
Sabotage. All right. Tell me your freaking story.
Okay, you guys. This story, I'm sure all of you have heard about it. Maybe know a little bit about it. It happened in 2007, and in 2007, it was dubbed the diaper-wearing astronaut.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
You remember? So I thought, since we talk about peeing our pants most days, this would be a perfect crime to talk about this week. And I'm pretty sure you almost peed your pants on your way here.
I did.
She ran into my house fast.
Like, oh my God.
She's like, what's taking you so long to get to your door? Anyways, the astronaut that I'm talking about, her name is Lisa Novak. You know the spelling of Novak is N-O-W-A-K?
N-O-W-A-K.
Oh, okay. N-O-W-A-K. Like Novak?
Yeah.
They pronounce it Novak. Okay. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. You know.
So Lisa was born in 1963 and came from your typical American family. She had two sisters and lived in the burbs. At a very early age, she became fascinated with astronauts and was determined to live her dream. But did you know that at that time, they didn't even allow women to be astronauts?
They didn't?
No. Not until the late 70s were these restrictions lifted.
Okay.
And not until 1983 did the United States put their first woman in space.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, there were some Russian, I think maybe two Russian women that went into space, but the United States, not having it. So Lisa, she was thrilled, right? Just side note, in order to be an astronaut, you had to be a test pilot, and that's why these restrictions were lifted, because the military wouldn't let women be test pilots.
Oh, you got to be like a real go-getter, smarty pants, to be an astronaut.
I know. Like,
I don't get it. Does not sound fun to me.
Well, it's not our thing for sure.
No.
Well, but it was Lisa's thing, and she graduated high school in 1981, and at this point, she's like, yeah, maybe I can become an astronaut. So she joined the Navy, and she got a degree in aeronautical engineering from the United States Naval Academy. And by 1992, Lisa had her master's degree in aeronautical engineering and another degree in astronautical engineering. I mean, talk about an underachiever.
I mean, seriously, so smart.
So smart. Like, you can't even, like, I can't even imagine. But, you know, she was determined to succeed, and I think she was doing all the right things.
Yeah.
So her career in the Navy allowed her to, one, get all the degrees, move up these ranks, and she moved around quite a bit. She even lived in Point Mugu, California.
Ooh, close to our old hood.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So after she graduated with her master's in 1993, she became a test pilot. And by 1996, she finally was awarded her dream job to become an astronaut. Now, it sounds pretty easy to do this, right? Like, I mean, but it's not.
It doesn't sound that easy. It sounds like a lot of schooling. And in the military, becoming a test pilot, that's like a lot.
It's a lot.
That seems like doctor amount of like stuff you have to do.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's 50 plus hours of work a week. It's taking a lot of tests. It's doing a lot of studying. And she also has to, in order to be a test pilot, you have to do a lot of flight time on top of all that. And it's crazy bananas. Like, if they say you have to fly at 500 feet for so long, like, you freaking have to fly at 500 feet. Yeah. Don't even go to 501. You know?
Yeah.
It's nuts. Well, Lisa was doing all this, and she also, on top of all this, had a husband and a child.
Oh, geez.
She met her husband in the Naval Academy, married him in 1988, and had her first child in 1992, the same time she was getting her master's. I mean, this lady sounds to me like freaking Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So, as we know, being an astronaut now is not an easy feat, but the Novaks, they made it work.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns with an S.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores. When they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
They did. You know how they made it work? They made it work by working opposite shifts.
Because that's not working.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say, Gretchy.
Okay.
Do you think that is like made for a happy marriage?
No. No way, Jose.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. But you know what? They ended up having two more kids.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't even know when they had time to do that. But they did. And so in 2001, she had twin girls.
Oh.
Now, I mean.
And then she went crazy because I know what twin girls, what kind of effect that will have on you.
You do. And a boy, just kind of like you.
Oh, my gosh.
So she has three kids, a husband, and a super demanding job. And in 2004, She heads off to training camp. So they put these astronauts in extreme environments, hot, cold, for long periods of time.
Again, doesn't sound like that much fun to become an astronaut.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when she's at training camp, she gets real cozy with another astronaut named William O'Fine.
Uh-oh.
And William actually goes by the name of Billy O.
Okay.
And I didn't mention this yet, but Lisa's a real looker.
She is?
She's a hot little biscuit.
Oh my God, that's like my dermatologist. It's like, I mean, clearly she had to go to like doctor school. And she's hot. Like
yeah.
Smoking hot.
Sometimes you got those doctors that are smoking hot.
I don't get this whole, yeah, it's not fair. Somebody getting all the brains and the beauty.
It's true. It's few and far between, but it happens.
Okay.
And it happened to Lisa. She was, you know, she was hot. And Bill, or Billy as they call him, he was not too shabby himself. I'm actually surprised that they didn't call him Billy Oh So Fine.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to dub him, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So Billy and Lisa start this affair, which is totally against the rules of the military.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's also against the rules of life.
Like, yeah.
Having an affair might not be the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So Lisa has, you know, a shit ton of stuff going on. And guess what? She's going to finally go to space.
Wow.
Side note, real quick, she actually lost her best friend a year prior. She had a best friend that was an astronaut, also woman, and she was on the Challenger spaceship.
Oh, no.
If people don't know, Challenger, while it was on its way back to Earth, while people are watching on TV, disintegrated into smoke. So that was real sad. But it really didn't stop Lisa, and it didn't stop her son from telling her also, no, Mom, this is your dream. Like, you got to go.
Yeah.
So in July of 2006, Lisa went up into space for 12 days, and she worked as a robotics arm operator for the shuttle Discovery.
Okay.
And her dream had come true. When she landed back safely, her and Bill remained pretty strong. In terms of like affair hotness on the side.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure her marriage at home was not so strong, but she wasn't going to leave her husband and her family.
How would she even have time to leave?
She doesn't have time to leave.
She doesn't.
No.
No.
So I think she just liked the like steamy relationship on the side, you know?
Yeah.
But Billy... He met another hot little biscuit without any baggage.
He did.
He did. Her name was, or is, Colleen Shipman.
Okay.
Colleen was young. She's also a military officer. And she was ready to get some of Billy's O's.
Ooh.
And Billy was ready to give it.
He was?
He was. So he broke it off with Lisa and told Colleen that he was having an affair with a woman, but it was
over. He was having an affair on top of affair.
Well, he broke off the relationship with Lisa when he met Colleen.
Okay.
And he was like, no, like this is probably more meant my style.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's not married and doesn't have any children. Yeah. And he was open with her saying, hey, I had an affair with this lady, but it's over.
Yeah.
And he never told Colleen any name or anything about it.
Okay.
He just said, hey, we're remaining friends, Lisa and me. Or he didn't say Lisa, but this woman. Okay. And now.
I mean, you would think maybe he would brag about it. Like, hey, you know that last chick that went to space? I was banging her for a while.
Yeah, but he also was an astronaut. And so he can't really say it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. And Bill was actually about to go on his own space mission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bill. So he captained the space shuttle. And while he was on this space shuttle mission, he was emailing his new hot little fling, Colleen.
So that's what they're doing to pass the time in space.
It's pretty amazing that you can email from space.
Seriously. I can't even get Wi-Fi when I'm driving around your neighborhood.
I know.
Yeah.
It's or signal. Like a conspiracy. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even talk in my own house. I have to walk around. So at this point, Lisa, I guess, kind of feels like on edge because she's not getting any emails from Billy. So she lets herself into Billy's house while he's up in space, gets on his computer, and sees a bunch of hot, steamy texts or emails to Colleen. At this point, she also sees a flight information for Colleen to go visit Billy when he lands from the space shuttle. And then her flight back to, I think she's from Florida.
So she did some digging.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know if we've all been there, but I've been there.
Yeah, you have. No, I respect the digging.
I think it's necessary sometimes. Sorry.
Trust, but verify. So, you know.
Listen, I had an ex-boyfriend that was getting provocative pictures from another girl. And I found out. And I wouldn't have found out if I wasn't digging.
Yeah.
And guess what? Like, sayonara.
Plus, how could you not take the opportunity? I mean, he's in space. You know he's not going to just, like, come back from vacation early and find you there. You're like, I got days.
I know, right?
I can dig deep.
The whole world knows when he's landing.
Yeah.
So she was jealous, to say the least.
Okay.
And you know what? That jealousy, sometimes I think it drives people freaking mad.
Oh, okay.
So I think it drove Lisa mad.
It did.
And one day she puts on her astronaut diaper. They have these diapers in like space.
We need those.
We definitely need those. And she drove almost 1,000 miles to meet Colleen. That's right, Gretchen. Just like our husbands, Lisa does not like to stop to pee. So she didn't. She
1,000 miles. That is so far.
It's so far. She went from Texas to Florida. I mean,
oh God,
it's really far. And can you not just stop to pee? Like,
yeah,
really? It's freaking weird. So Lisa shows right up as Colleen is getting in a shuttle at the airport, and she's in a disguise. She has a dark curly wig on, a tan trench coat, and sunglasses. And you know, Colleen spotted her first thing.
Yeah.
But Colleen doesn't know what she looks like. She doesn't know who this like weird lady is.
When you're in like a trench coat, a wig, dark sunglasses, so, you're like, oh, who's that suspicious person over there?
I'm like, is she trying to be like Penny from Inspector Gadget?
Yeah.
Bless you. I was like, what the hell? Come on. That is not a disguise. Like, try to be inconspicuous.
Yeah.
So from what Colleen recounts is she sees this odd lady from the shuttle. Then she notices her walking by her in the parking garage. And so Colleen like quickly gets in her car and locks the doors right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lisa starts banging on her front window and crying. And so Colleen's like, oh God, what? Like,
yeah,
you know, maybe this lady needs help.
Yeah.
So she rolls down the window. And as she's rolling down the window, Lisa sprays her with pepper spray.
What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys, the habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
So,
oh,
immediately Colleen steps on the gas. I'm like, go freaking Colleen.
Yeah.
She even said that she had no idea if this person had a gun, you know, like against her head. She just like, she couldn't see. And she's like, fuck, I got to get my ass out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that's real smart.
Yeah, it is.
So she goes straight to the pay booth and tells them what just occurred, and they call the police. So the police, the airport police, start searching around, and they see a lady with lighter color hair throwing away something in the trash, and they think it's odd. So you know what? It was odd.
Yeah.
And it was Lisa.
Okay, good job, airport police.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa didn't really have a good plan of, like, escape at that point, I guess.
Well, I liked the crying and getting her to roll down the window and then with the pepper spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, but then
she needed to, yeah, she needed to think it through a little further.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
So at this point, Colleen, she identifies Lisa. She's like, oh, that for sure was her profile. But she has no idea that this is, like,
Billy's. That this is the ex. Okay.
Ex. Lover, you know, but Lisa spills the beans to the officers when questioned.
Oh.
She says I just wanted to confront my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. I just wanted to talk to her. The officers, obviously, they're like, yeah, because like pepper spray really gets somebody to talk.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hello.
She's like, oh, that was stupid. But she also has a duffel bag. And the officers ask to search her car, and she says yes. And they open the duffel bag. And in the duffel bag was a loaded and cocked BB gun, a knife, surgical tubing, trash bags, and a steel mallet.
Hmm.
And in that trash can that they saw her throwing away stuff, they found two used and new diapers, like those astronaut diapers.
Yeah.
So Lisa, obviously, was immediately placed under arrest and was facing attempted kidnapping with the intent to inflict bodily harm and burglary of a vehicle using a weapon. And you know what that gets you in prison?
What?
Could get you life.
It can?
Yeah.
Even though that wasn't even a real gun, it was just a BB gun?
Well, in that bag is basically like a murder kit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to murder you, and then I'm going to put you in a trash bag.
Okay.
So Lisa, you know, like any smart woman or man should do, she got herself an attorney. And I'm pretty sure, Gretchie?
Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was?
Mm-hmm. He was able to convince the judge that she didn't know what she was telling the police at the time could be used against her in the court of law.
Well, I was thinking that was real dumb of little Miss Smarty McSmarty astronaut lady to not ask for a lawyer right away. I mean, why would you say anything to the cops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
So that's what this guy says, this lawyer. It's like she didn't know. She was under distress.
Oh, okay.
Or duress.
Okay.
Okay. He also said these guys searched her car without a search warrant, a written search warrant, that she was going to enter a plea of insanity. So I think what he was doing is in these pretrial hearings, he was just like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what stuck, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? It stuck.
It did.
So it did. He was able to basically argue that Lisa should get a lesser charge. And she did. She took a plea agreement. She took a plea agreement of felony burglary with a misdemeanor battery and got zero prison time.
Wow.
With her plea agreement, she was given 1 year probation, 50 hours of community service, and she had to take an 8-hour anger management course.
Well, I imagine she lost her whole astronaut career.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she lost her job as an astronaut, and she was not honorably discharged from the Navy. And even though her astronaut friends and colleagues and even her superiors did come and like give statements, I think, to get her off of life in prison, but, you know, she still had to be fired. So Lisa, at this point, we have no idea what she's doing. She like went into hiding, which probably a good thing.
Well, what about her husband? Did he leave her?
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like right away.
Oh, yeah.
They might have actually filed for separation. I can't remember. But I think they might have filed for separation right before she went on this crazy escapade. But it was right around that same time. So I'm thinking her life was probably spiraling out of control. She was really jealous. She thought that she was going to get divorced from her husband and be with Billy O.
Yeah.
And Billy O was like, no, I'm banging a new hot chick. And she like lost her marbles. And Billy O, he also lost his job as an astronaut.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And now he and Colleen live in Alaska. They're married and they have a son. And Colleen now writes fiction novels under a name C.M. McCoy. And I couldn't find anything about Bill, but I'm kind of thinking maybe he was my fishing captain in Alaska when I was there.
That sounds dreamy. Well, so you know what I think?
What?
I think, and maybe this sounds like not progressive, but I think you just cannot have the two astronaut married couple. I don't care if it's the woman or the man. Like, you can only have one doctor in the family. I think, like, you can't have two because it's too crazy having two people with such a demanding job raising kids.
Yeah. So the husband wasn't an astronaut, but he was in the Navy and did have a career. And yeah, you can't, like, you need, at that kind of career, you need a stay-at-home person that can just be there when you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, our husbands both have to work a shit ton.
They both of our husbands work a shit ton of hours. Like, my husband leaves at 4 o'clock in the morning, comes home at, I don't know, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work. You would have no relationship if you were going in, like, to work at 8 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning or whatever.
No.
Another thing, they are actually coming out with a movie. I had no idea when I decided to do this case. This year, with Natalie Portman, I think, is the astronaut. And it's fictitiously based on this story.
Oh.
But I watched the trailer and I think it's going to be, you know, they have to add, like, you know, gushy stuff, but
she'll be good because she's good nutso, like how she was in The Black Swan.
Oh, yeah. So it's called Lucy in the Sky.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So keep your eye out for that movie. I just saw the trailer when I was searching stuff for this. I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting.
I still am not quite. So the diapers, though, I mean, she just didn't like to stop to pee, or she was trying to, like, get there and back and...
Oh, okay. Let me
tell
you.
She was on a race against time.
Let me tell you something else. Her attorney said that that's not true. He was like, oh, that diaper story isn't true. That was just made up for publicity. I think it is true. And oh, she also said to the police, they were like, what is this for? She was like, I didn't want to stop to pee. So the police had it in their report, but this lawyer really, like, railed how they went about questioning her and said that she was under so much duress that she couldn't speak her mind. And so these diapers, like, her comment couldn't be used in court.
Okay. So what you're telling me too is that when their astronauts are in space, they go in a diaper. What if they have to go number two?
I don't know. I think the diaper is for takeoff. Something
just
about
in case you get real excited.
I think something about when you take off, your body wants to, like, lose all of its fluids or something. I was reading a little bit about it.
Maybe we'll do some research and we'll talk about it in the Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. So join our Facebook group if you want to know about why astronauts wear diapers.
Yeah.
Or if you are an astronaut and you listen to us.
I'm sure all those Smarty McSmart astronauts are listening to us.
Yeah, give us a maybe. Or maybe they're really smart. Their husband's an astronaut and they listen to us.
Oh my gosh, and then they really know.
And they're a housewife of true crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the smart way to do it. Let one of them be an astronaut, the other one stay home.
Agreed.
But, you know, there's not a lot of astronauts.
And they don't even go to space anymore, right?
I think the NASA program has had some issues, like they canceled it.
Oh, yeah. Ruby told me she wanted to be an astronaut pretty recently, and I was like, yeah.
I mean, there is still the
space
station.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not, like, an option anymore.
No, it still is. I mean, they have to have space exploration. That's something that we need to do as, like, a...
Why? Why do we need to do that, Tab? Why do we need to explore the space and spend zillions of dollars?
Well, maybe it's possible that the Earth in, I don't know, thousands of years is overpopulated and we need to find another place that humans can live.
Not buying it.
Or maybe we're just going to go to war with everybody and everybody's going to be...
Oh my God. Okay. This is getting boring. Okay.
Okay.
Clink, clink, people.
We're done with this episode. Clink, clink. Follow us on all of our social media. Give us a 5-star if you love us. We'll give you a shout out. Also, I had somebody was like, hey, I'm your 8,000th follower. CJ Thomas, I think was his name. And I told him I'd give him a shout for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to CJ Thomas.
Yeah. So thanks for being our 8,000th Instagram follower. All right. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall has 5 new models under $30,000, over 600 used cars under $20,000, and new cars priced under employee pricing. More cars, more value at Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.